This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Proof now of an afterlife. 15 years ago today, George W. Bush and the 2001 Congress approved some major income tax cuts. These were supposed to expire back in 2011, but these things are persistent. Marketplace's Andy Euler has the story.
Ask an economist, and whichever side of the aisle they're on, they'll probably tell you tax cuts weren't boosting the economy during the George W. Bush years. There was a lot going on, but Bruce Bartlett doesn't think they did what they said they would. He's a former Treasury Department economist for George H.W. Bush and Ronald Reagan.
The tax cuts didn't just fail in a macro sense. They failed to accomplish their microeconomic purpose.
Their main purpose, Bartlett says, was to encourage businesses to pay out more dividends. That didn't happen.
Yet the dividend tax cut is still in effect.
In an election year, it's tough to suggest getting rid of tax cuts. Lynn Berman is chair of the Tax Policy Center at D.C.
People don't necessarily see a connection between the taxes they pay and the services they can get from the federal government.
Berman says until that changes, current tax policy is likely to remain the same. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.